inside our wallets these days is a study in comparative aesthetics, the 1990s versus the still young 21st century. Check out the $20 bills you're carrying. Of course, if you're driving and talking on your cell phone right now, you'll have to do this a little bit later. But odds are you've still got a 1990s Model 20, the $20 bill that said, "Ready for your close-up, Andrew Jackson," and depicted Old Hickory in an oval frame with a dark background. You may also have the new 2003 $20 bill, the bill in which President Jackson appears to have left a hanger inside his jacket when he put it on. Also, no more oval frame, but watermarks, a touch of color, and on the back a snowfall of little yellow number 20s in the kind of pattern you might see on children's pajamas. Our question, is this progress? And we're going to put that question now to Ann Hollander, art historian who's written extensively about design. The new $20 bill, a marked improvement over the old one?
No, I really don't think so. Although I assume that it's a good idea to foil the counterfeiters with every kind of method, I am very pleased with the old one that still preserved its classic look and gave that effect that all money should give, which is a sense of safety, a look that has to do with these nice ovals and the rectangles and the lovely old engraving styles that it all came in.
Well, on the new bill, there are some rectangles, but President Jackson now is just sort of
looming up out of nowhere and free from his oval, and he looks too free-floating, I think, as everything else is now across this bill. It's not, I think, progress, but it certainly is characteristic of the kind of thing we like these days. Fewer boundaries and much less sense of boundary.
Freedom.
Well, yes, the look of freedom. Freedom and diversity.
Now, could you turn over the bills for a second to look at the side where we see the White House?
Yes.
There are a couple of differences here. The White House used to be glimpsed within a frame that was still roughly oval in shape.
Oh, yes.
Now it's freer, no border, and it looks more like a crown than an oval.
But also it hasn't got any edges. It's all a blur.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is again floating. And then it has the little speckles around it saying 20, 20, 20, 20 in a random pattern, not in any kind of regular pattern. More freedom, or quote freedom.
You're skeptical of this
well,
freedom.
Well, it looks like more freedom than is necessary for a work of art, which the banknote is. It's a beautiful steel engraving with an orderly arrangement on it that has, as I say, a rather reassuring look to it. And all the extra stuff is somewhat distracting and wearying and does not necessarily look wonderful. It is a representation of wonderful things, as I say, like freedom and diversity. But it isn't in itself wonderful looking.
Well, Ann Hollander, thank you very much for talking with us about this new look $20 bill.
I'm glad to do it.
A look for the times, you would say.
That's true. That's what it is. It's not progress, but it certainly is us.
Ann Hollander, art historian, writer about design, spoke with us about the new $20 bill from New York City.